Start.
Movement.
Speed.
Live in hope.
Toward the peak.
On Youth Station.
I am a Muslim. Allah my Lord. His word Quran. Muhammad Prophet. Praise be upon. I am Muslim for all of time.
Assalamu alaikum, you're listening to IRIB English Radio. Welcome to Youth Station. I'm Mudaffar and this here is...
This here is Zainab. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah, brothers and sisters. Welcome to the show.
Wa alaikum salam, Sister Zainab. How are you finding the month of Ramadan? Surviving so far?
That's exactly the word I'd use. Surviving.
Surviving. We had all these hopes and dreams and ambitions. And, you know, I said I was going to, you know, completely reform myself. And you know what? We're just sitting here and we're just like...
Cricket noises.
Iftar time.
We can't say that, oh my God, I'm so dysfunctional. Why did God ask me to do this? Because our life pattern was just so messed up before the holy month, right? And then now we're in this state of total detox and our body is just going...
It's going like that, exactly. Well, I don't understand what that... Do we have any more of those? So today's subject is, why is it so difficult to break habits? Bad habits that we have. Why is it so difficult to change our habits? It's a thought that's been on my mind for a while now. I have a lot of bad habits.
You do?
Yeah. I have a lot of bad habits.
There's a scientific reason behind it. A solid, legit scientific reason. And the thing is that almost 45% of the things we do during a day are habitual. Habitual. It sounds like an Arabic word. Or habitual.
It's pronounced habitual.
Sure it is. So you might think that this is a bad thing, but it really isn't. It's basically our mind's way of saving up energy. So you train it to do something a few times and then it just, it burns into our mind, right? And then our mind just easily does that without having to think twice.
You wake up in the morning, your alarm clock goes off, you go brush your teeth, and then you have breakfast.
And then you, like, develop muscle memory towards most of it, right?
Muscle memory?
Yeah, you can literally, you like, okay, imagine yourself in the mirror right now.
Yeah.
Your eyes closed, you totally know where the toothpaste is, the toothbrush is, how much toothpaste to put on which part of the toothbrush, where your mouth is, you stick
that
it
That was
in.
The case before I got married and before we had a daughter, and now everything is not where it's supposed to be. Yeah, so I can't rely on my muscle memory. I have to just, you know, just search for everything anew every day.
Well, it's great because every day is full of nice...
The toothbrush is in the kitchen. The toothpaste is somewhere else. No, it's not that bad. But you know what I mean? It's a little bit haphazard. I don't even have those basic habits in my life anymore.
Anymore because of the little one?
The little one, yeah. She just...
But that's such a wonderful thing.
Alhamdulillah.
First of all, every day is filled with magical surprises.
Alhamdulillah.
And second of all, you're training yourself now. Okay, so back to the 45% thing. So the 45% of the things we do on a daily basis are out of habit. And then our mind, it does that naturally in order to save energy. So it wouldn't have to put in too much thinking into every little thing that it does, right? Stay with me here. But then the problem is it doesn't know which one is a good habit and which one is a bad habit, right? So good habit could be... picking up the trash wherever you see it. And then your mind...
I don't do that.
You don't... And then bad habit can be smoking, bad habit can be not picking up trash, bad habit can be like, I had this friend, whenever she wanted to laugh, she'd smack me.
She'd smack you? Oh, those kinds of people.
They give it like a small punch or a smack.
So annoying. Like, very funny, yeah. Yeah. Can you not hit me, please? Thank you.
Exactly. So that's a habit. And then there's the blessed month of Ramadan. Subhanallah. One of our biggest habits is...
eating.
And then Allah
and
comes
drinking.
Around. Exactly. And he breaks that habit.
Mm-hmm.
And he tells you, if you can break that habit, you can break any other
Allahu
habit.
Allahu Akbar.
I know.
That is
beautiful.
Really it. You know, these discussions, I mean, these are all things that we should already know, and we do already know them, but just talking about them, because you don't actually talk about it. And I think this show has actually given me an opportunity to actually reflect over it. But anyway, so basically, I've got this quote here. So your thoughts, if you control your thoughts, you control your destiny. So basically, your thoughts become your actions. Your actions become your habits. Your habits become your character. And mm-hmm. your character becomes your destiny.
Wow.
So if you basically control the core thing, which is the thought, then you can control your destiny.
Uh-huh.
And the habits would come smack bang right in the middle of that whole process.
So you're saying that our habits are based on our thoughts.
Yes. And your habits will ultimately shape your destiny.
Right. So it's good to have positive thoughts all the time. Think about the environment, think about your health, think about the little one, and then you develop good habits based on that.
Yeah. Yeah. Positive thoughts, positive energy. Yeah. I think that is it pretty much. But then Islam, what it is basically doing is it's guiding you in the direction of what constitutes a positive thought. Because this whole philosophical discussion that we've just pounced into, actually, it can have negative repercussions. Because a lot of people go into that kind of, I don't know what to describe it as, that hippie kind of, you know, always have positivity, man, right. You know. Dude,
love,
and then,
man,
and the next
war.
Thing you know, you're smoking weed. You're just like hitchhiking across the country in a big
with
minibus,
daisies in your hair.
With daisies in your hair, and then you become a useless human being.
Yeah.
Islam wants you to be useful to the society.
Yeah, Islam is basically like be positive, but don't be passive.
Don't be passive. Yeah.
Yes.
And also, when we say positive thoughts, right? Positive thoughts create positive habits, which create positive character, which creates positive destiny. Positive doesn't mean that you don't talk about bad things. Mm-hmm. There are certain people who avoid talking about bad things and they think that's what makes them positive. But they're actually avoiding those real things that exist. And because they're avoiding them, they never address those things. So I'll give you an example, right? So for example, somebody will have a genuine problem in their life, like for example, in their relationship with somebody or with their coworkers, or, you know, there's a genuine problem that needs to be solved. Like for example, somebody is stealing something in the workplace and you know about it.
Or somebody's constantly backbiting.
Or somebody's constantly backbiting, right? Now, you could just be like, oh, you know what? I still love that person. And I don't know. Just take it completely in a non-confrontational route. Mm-hmm. But that would actually cause more problems. You need to know that, for example, I need to tell this person to stop doing that.
You have to face the issue.
Apparently, this will come across as really negative. It's not negative. This mm-hmm. is positive as well. There needs to be that. And then, you know, before you start reciting the Quran, this is something that's always stood out for me. You say, A'udhu billah, I seek refuge with Allah, min ash-shaytanir rajim, mm-hmm. from the shaytan who is the accursed, the shunned. You're basically starting with something positive and negative.
Mm-hmm.
See, and holistically, it's positive picture. Yeah, without recognizing that the shaitan exists, that evil exists, you're not going to be able to confront that evil. You're not going to be able to make a positive difference.
Exactly. But I think we have to think about how to create those positive thoughts in our minds as well. There's a hadith, a beautiful hadith from Amir al-Mu'mineen Ali alayhi salam. His Eminence says that when you practice something for 40 days, it becomes a habit.
Right, yeah, right? I have heard that. Thanks for reminding
and
me.
And it's like the holy month of Ramadan is such a perfect opportunity. Like mm-hmm. a 10, 15 days before that, I personally think the birth anniversary of Imam Zaman is the best opportunity because it's such a blessed occasion and you're so happy and joyous. And then when you start that habit on that day, it becomes like you condition yourself. It becomes like a Pavlov sort of thing. And then you carried on for 10 days and then the holy month and it's like, wham, 40 days and you've established something good in yourself, right? So don't stress out.
So much we need to do.
I mean, going
back to what you said about the baby steps before, I mean.
But you're thinking like, okay, so I do something for 40 days and then I become a good person. Again, there's this science behind it. And I'm sure Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam mentioned it, but the people of his time were too ignorant to understand it or they weren't equipped enough, mm-hmm. right? So I think One of the ways to approach this thing is keep a diary of bad habits. Maybe you don't have to legit buy a pink book with like fuzzy hearts on it.
This is actually one of the recommendations of the great ulama. They would actually write things down.
Exactly, right?
Muhasiba.
Yeah, like so, calculating the things you're doing in the day.
Yeah.
So you keep, it doesn't necessarily have to pink diary with like glitter hearts on it, but it's like keep like on your phone, right? And then calculate or basically watch out for those sink moments when you're most vulnerable and you want to give in to that bad habit, and then fill it up with an alternative, something positive. So if you're a smoker, you want to fill it up with something better. Like some people chew gum.
Can't do that.
Oh, it's Ramadan. Or this is what you can do. A few days before Ramadan, all right?
Why do I feel like this is directed at me?
No.
For any listeners who may be smoking.
But yeah, a lot of people, like even like older people, like my Baba, he smokes, right? And back then it wasn't like haram or anything. So the moment we are struck with the impulse of wanting to smoke, don't do it that moment. Leave it off for like another half an hour. And then keep doing that. If you smoke 5 cigarettes a day, it will be reduced to 2. And then it's going to be easier for you during the holy months.
I was talking to a taxi driver the other day, and he said, in the month of Ramadan, I just don't smoke. And it was really surprising for me because he smokes 2 packs a day in normal months. And I'm like, what? So you don't smoke at all in the month of Ramadan? He said, no, not even one.
So less.
How can you go from smoking 2 packs? That's, how much is that? How much is in a pack?
42 cigs. Don't ask me why I know that.
42 cigarettes
in 2 packs. Yeah.
A lot. That's like a chain smoker right there.
Exactly.
He goes from that in the month of Ramadan smoking
to
none.
Zip.
Like, wow, that's...
Inshallah, I hope this year God blesses him with the strength to just carry that.
Right, to carry it on. That's the real trick. But now, if we extend this whole analogy of smoking, I mean, it is the perfect habit to actually base our entire understanding of this whole concept on. Because it's like a bad habit. Everybody knows that it's a bad habit. All bad habits. This would apply on all bad habits. You can train yourself to kind of remove yourself from that habitual way of living, which you mentioned it was like 45% of yourself is just inclined to follow habits. So you can actually change those bad habits into good ones.
So the thing with me is that I have to start my day with a cup of tea. If I don't, I get a headache, and then
I go
through withdrawal, and then my hands get all shaky,
ridiculous.
And then my knees get weak, and then there's mom's spaghetti and this and that.
Why do we do this to ourselves? Why do we do this to ourselves?
I don't know.
Why don't we just live the way Allah wanted us to live?
Hey, there's nothing wrong with tea.
No, there's nothing wrong with tea.
Period. All right. But then I really try to reduce it so that inshallah during the holy month, I don't get so stressed and pressured.
I'm not just talking about tea or smoking. I'm saying like just generally, if we just submitted to the will of Allah, everything, like there's a hadith that says that if you amend the affairs of your hereafter, Allah will amend the affairs of your this worldly life.
Here.
So like, why don't we just do it? I don't understand, sister.
Because I think human beings are material creatures and we can best relate with things that are physical and tangible, right?
خُلِقَ الْإِنسَانَ ضَعِيفًا.
Yeah, and we've been created weak. Like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says it Himself. Look, I created you really weak and pathetic, all right? I understand. But then the beauty of it is that while we're weak and pathetic, He said that He embodied us with His own soul. So there's like so much hope for us, and we're also out of time.
Dear listeners, we hope that you enjoyed the discussion today. If you have anything to contribute, do email us at englishradio@irib.ir. That's englishradio@irib.ir. And Ramadan Kareem.
Get a diary for your bad habits and you pick alternatives. Ramadan Kareem, guys. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
I will tell you, dear youth, that the future belongs to you. By Allah's favor, you dear youth will see that day, and you will hand down your sources of pride to the future generations. Greetings be upon you and Allah's mercy and blessings.
And inshallah, we will continue talking about this.
We'll discuss that inshallah in the next session. Wassalamu alaikum wa
rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. And don't go away.
We will continue this very essential topic with our great youth.
Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. My love, my life.
my days, my nights, my wealth, my prayers are for you. Now I know how it's like to have your precious love in my life. Now I know how it feels to finally be at peace inside. I wish that everybody how amazing it feels to love you. I wish that everyone could see how your love has set me free. Set me free.